I'm sure.
Nothing, perhaps. Yet I've lived 7 years with my dead secret. Long enough. It would ease my mind now if someone could only learn the truth before I die.
And then, well, says I, if you won't have the regulars, there is this detective man we read about, begging your pardon, Mr. Holmes.
Not at all.
And Mrs. Rhonda, she fair jumps at it. That's the man, says she. Bring him here, Mrs. Merrilow. Bring him here at once. And just in case he wasn't inclined to come, she said, I should give you this.
Abbas Parva. Does that mean anything to you?
Give him that name, she says, and tell him, too, that I am the wife of Rhonda's wild beast show. If he's the man I think he is, that will bring him.
And it will, too.
We shall come early in the afternoon, Mrs. Merrilow, after I've had a little chat with Dr. Watson.
Advantage, I hope.
We shall say about 3 o'clock, then, at your house.
Well, until then, gentlemen.
Allow me, Mrs. Merrilow.
Oh, Lord bless you, sir. I'm a landlady, me. I don't need seen out by a doctor. Thanking you all the same.
Until this afternoon, then.
I expect so, gentlemen. Yes.
Very good, Watson. Very good. I shall need A, R, and C from the year 88. And you could usefully dismember the cold partridge you'll find upon the sideboard.
Shall I pour this as well?
Yes, what is it?
More rocher. Doesn't really go
with Ben. Yes, just pour away whatever you think, my dear fellow. Now, Abbas Parva. Have you no recollection of that?
No, none.
Yes, yet you were with me then. Oh, here we are, yes. November of 88. My notes here in the margins. Yeah. Yes, I know the case worried me at the time. I could make nothing of the tragedy beyond the conviction that the coroner's verdict was mistaken.
Perhaps, Holmes, you could give me the facts.
My impression was really very superficial. None of the parties had engaged my services. What were you doing then?
November of 88? Might it have been that Japanese business? The politician and the lighthouse?
And the trained cormorant. Yes, of course. But you must have heard of Barrington Rhonda. His circus was a household word.
Yes, certainly. It used to be said he rivaled even Womwell and Sanger.
In his day, Watson, Rhonda was accounted one of the greatest showmen in the empire. Mm. By the time of the Abbas Parva tragedy, both he and his world's greatest wild beast circus were on the downgrade.
Debt.
Drink. Or so it was claimed in evidence.
They are a low lot as a whole, these show people. Wasn't it Rhonda's troupe which fought the great pitch battle with Raphael's travelling theatre company?
By most accounts, it was typical of the man. Though, unusually, Rhonda's caravan came off the worse on that occasion.
I recall they had to flee the field.
A mob of actors came close to letting out his greatest wild beasts from their cages.
The Battle of Wimbledon Common, they called it.
Well, it was to Wimbledon Rhonda was bound again that November of 88, when his caravan halted at a small Berkshire village.
Abbas Parva.
We were camping there just the one night, Your Honor.
You had no permission to exhibit, is that correct?
Well, what would have been the point in asking? I mean, the place is that small, we'd have lost sixpence for every penny we took. Yeah. Even if we'd been allowed to show, which isn't likely.
Your permission to rest the night was conditional upon your seemly behavior, is that so?
We're working folk, sir. Not a band of tinkers.
Nevertheless, you have been responsible for a most regrettable uproar.
Well, no, sir. We work hard on the road and in our shows. And acrobats and clowns labour just as hard as strong men like me. Though there's plenty who don't, or won't, believe it.
Do you number Mr. Rhonda among those people?
Well, he knew well the value of every beast and man in that circus, sir.
Now, you mention the beast, Mr. Leonardo. The lion.
The most magnificent and fearsome creature in captivity, ladies and gentlemen. £100 made a week by terror, and never a visit to any dentist, madam. Imagine that! See them paws, claws, as long as this, madam. You scratch his back, they'll scratch yours. And how? But even the king of beasts can be subdued by beauty. Come forth, Eugenia. Queen of the Night! Ladies and gentlemen, Would you lay down with Zahara King? Crafty your life beneath those mighty paws? Or would you dare kiss those slavering lips? Into the very cage to death.